Welcome back, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big bomb dropped this afternoon. The Department of Justice released the transcripts of former criminal defense attorney for Donald Trump, Todd Blanche's interview with convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. 2 days he spent with this woman back in July. Now, the context here is incredibly important. Of course, Todd Blanche, now the Deputy Attorney General, responsible for the entirety of the operations of the Department of Justice on a day-to-day basis. That's what the Deputy AG does. He was also Donald Trump's criminal defense attorney in his New York criminal trial and other matters. Now, here's what. At the time that Todd Blanche went to go talk with Ghislaine Maxwell, the outrage from the right, especially Donald Trump's base, about Donald Trump and Pam Bondi and Kash Patel all telling everybody there's nothing more to see here in relation to the Epstein files, had set off one of the biggest political furies in Donald Trump's political career, and it wasn't going anywhere. He tried telling people to move on, and they didn't. Not just any people, his base. This was a core plank back in 2016, and the idea of these sorts of deep state conspiracies and the elites in some sort of cabal has been a core tenet of Donald Trump's entire political ascendancy and his entire time as president. That's the context here. All of the chips were on the table. Elon Musk and others had accused Donald Trump at this time of being, quote, in the Epstein files. So what were the stakes in Todd Blanche's meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell? It was for all of the marbles, all of them. And so what did Todd Blanche do in 2 days with Ghislaine Maxwell? Now, I haven't read the entire transcript, but I've read the meatier parts of it. And I think over the weekend, by Monday, what you'll be hearing from lawyers, former U.S. attorneys, former frontline federal prosecutors, is that Todd Blanche's interview of Ghislaine Maxwell is unquestionably, objectively a joke. He was underprepared, failed to follow up. The questions were poorly constructed. It was as if he had zero familiarity at all with the case. And he would have known that he was unprepared. There are only two options here. Either Todd Blanche is a complete and total idiot, utterly unaware of his status as an idiot, or it didn't matter. And the vagaries and the complete ineffectiveness of this entire interview was actually kind of the point.
Yes, yeah.
To allow her to say nothing, and for Todd Blanche to let her get away with it.
And to know that most people reading this or even hearing us today will say, well, okay, nothing there, nothing to pursue there at all. And he comes back and he reports to his boss, his former client, with whom, by the way, he continues to have an attorney-client relationship even to this day. Which is insane, is absolutely inappropriate. But comes back and says, well, yep, she said, doesn't know a lot, but as far as she saw, nothing to see here. And maybe those 2 days for the president, well spent, but this is not an investigative pursuit that produced anything of real quality or meaning for America, for this investigation, even for the people who want more information.
Everybody knew that the whole point, my point in laying out the context here is that this is intentional. The fact that the interview produced a vague yet completely non-specific exoneration, which could not subject Ghislaine Maxwell to a perjury charge, was the point. There's nothing here to hold her or anyone else accountable for any damn thing. And let's just recall what happened to the lawyer that actually repped Jeff Epstein and got his super great plea deal when Acosta was the former U.S. attorney down there. Oh yeah, Trump hired that dude to be his own lawyer. What happened to Acosta, the federal prosecutor, the U.S. attorney who gave Epstein his first sweetheart deal in the Southern District of Florida? Yeah, Trump made him his I think it was Department of Agriculture. I can't remember. Commerce
right.
or something.
Cabinet level.
Donald Trump
position.
Put him on his cabinet, right?
Yep.
And then one of the front row prosecutors, frontline prosecutors, who could have actually helped Todd Blanche conduct this interview and get somewhere with it. Yeah, Donald Trump had Pam Bondi fire her butt a couple of weeks ago. Why? Because her last name was Comey. And let's be clear, Donald Trump was in charge of the Bureau of Prisons when Jeffrey Epstein died. So anyways, I put a marker down. Lawyers that know how to litigate will read this transcript and they're going to say two things. Todd Blanche is the worst trial lawyer we've ever met or ever seen in the most important matter of his life. Or if we assume for a minute that Todd Blanche might not be a complete and total idiot, then the ineffectiveness of this interview was intentional.
It is stunning. It is shocking, candidly, as you go through the back and forth here. And again, the failure, and it's revealed by the failure to pursue any of this. And as you said before, to come in there with documents, some information to confront this witness with what the reality is, none of that. None of that at all. Shocking. Just shocking.
Dick from Madison, say hello to Jim. What you got for us?
Dick, hi.
Well, real quick, too, the other thing that she alluded to that was crazier than hell is this stuff about Epstein, whether he committed suicide or not.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that pretty bizarre. But this thing was nothing more than a sham audition to an audience of one, and we know who we're mm-hmm. speaking to get a pardon.
That's exactly what it was, Dick. You nailed that right on the head. I can't believe the first hour is gone. She gives a mealy-mouthed exoneration of Trump, but fans the flames of the conspiracy. Yeah, I don't think Jeffrey was actually killed himself.
We'll read more over the weekend, Matt. Yeah, you're right.
We
we'll come
sure
back. If we
will.
Missed something, which I suspect we didn't, we'll talk more about it next week. Great to be with you as always.
We're going to have Benga Angelore, chief economist at the Center for Budget and Policy, with us next. Don't miss it. We're going to discuss how tariffs will be certainly terrorizing your family soon, courtesy of Donald Trump.